First one I ever saw of that was a Model T. George Stevens bought it and drove it around here.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that to the others.
Mm-hmm.
The first car we ever owned was a 1906 Model T, and it had been stripped down, just the front seat of it and the other.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow that owned it used it for his little car. He had run a garage. Dad bought his shop out. He wanted to leave all of his wrenches and things.
Mm-hmm.
And that car was included.
Mm-hmm.
Then from that, we bought a touring car from John Shipman,
mm-hmm.
moving here, going to Oklahoma.
Oh.
Now that's one thing that people here, that went from here, from Georgia to here, just about it, from then to Oklahoma, in Texas.
They didn't stop in Mississippi on the way.
No, the grass is greener over there.
I see. Mm-hmm.
You take mother's youngest brother, was a ranger in Texas. There were rangers out there. He was the first one could ride the trains out there and shoot one of those coyotes riding on the train that anybody knew anything about.
Mm.
He was a good enough shot, he'd let two people stand on each side of him and hold a wrapping thread twine on each side and take his gun up, two guns, and one in each hand. And he'd pull them down and shoot them simultaneously until you just thought there's one shot and cut those strings in two.
Good heavens.
Let you throw up a dime.
Yeah.
With that and cut the dime for you. I have, I think, a quarter or a nickel, one, I forget which it is, that he cut out the house out there. And he died in 1916. So all that goes along through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you talking about the stove a minute ago. One thing I believe you'd like to know about the pone bread.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I noticed my grandmother when I was a kid, and I wished I had some of her cornbread to eat now.
Mm.
She'd fix that corn bread up in this skillet, I guess, is about a 10-inch skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd fix that up kind of like a half moon.
Mm-hmm.
She'd fix the dough and pat it out, and she'd make two pones that'd fit in that, and then they'd crust all over.
Mm-hmm.
And that crust is what I always liked.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, when the weather was cold as it is now, Mother wouldn't start a fire in the stove. She just warm her bread and stuff up in front of the old fireplace when I was a kid. And my brother, Harv, myself, when she'd turn her back, we'd get off that crusty crust.
Mm-hmm.
By the time she got it warm good, she didn't have nothing but the inside of the pone of bread.
Now, what did she put in her cornbread?
She used meal, and back then they had plenty of milk, and she made her bread up mostly with buttermilk, and used lard and salt, and it depended on what kind of meal she had. First, she used baking powder and soda.
Did she ever use egg in hers?
Yeah, they call that egg bread.
Mm-hmm.
Break an egg and mix it up with the meal as you make it up.
Did she ever mix any flour in with the meal?
Sometimes, but just to make cornbread, she is usually just straight meal.
Mm-hmm.
Then she used that meal of making what we kids like. Did you ever eat any what you call mush?
I never ate any, no, I've just heard
you
of it.
You heard of it, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Now, she'd fix her meal and put that in boiling water and make the mush. And then we kids would take butter and melt it in that and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a delicate dish to we kids.
I never heard of eating jelly with mush.
Well, you don't know how to eat. You should eat with me a while.
Well, that would be interesting, I know. I'd learn a lot.
They have laughed at me. We used to have fresh country butter.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted was hot biscuit, string beans, and that salt butter.
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you've eaten fried apple pie in Half Moon, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I like with that?
What?
Either a piece of ham or an onion.
Hmm. That's unusual.
Do you ever have a chance to just taste a apple pie with a bite of onion? Do it one time for me.
Apple pie and onion?
Apple pie and onion.
Hmm. Okay. You mean just a regular raw onion?
Raw onion.
Uh-huh.
I used to, when I worked out there, it takes something to feed you when you work real hard like we did when we was young.
Yeah.
About 3 o'clock, about 10 o'clock in the morning, about 3 in the evening, we had a snack.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd bring us some fried pies. And
mm-hmm.
Usually I wanted an onion of mine.
Hmm.
I have pulled those little green onions up, you know, that
yeah.
like you eat.
Yeah.
Now they're good with the apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing Mother made that I can't find out the recipe for was a vinegar custard.